Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP. Brought to you by Canopy Street Market. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. It is, in fact, live Monday midday on The Ticket, One-on-One. It's a special day because getting old. I'm old anyway. I'm getting old. But I'm celebrating. I'm celebrating the fact that not everybody gets to get older. So we have a special guest, on our VIP hotline. Let's bring in the one, the only, Anthony Lionheart Smith. Brother, what's happening? How you doing, man?
How we doing, DP? What's up?
Listen, the two late night rangers commiserating over spinal fusion surgery.
I know. I was like, man, this guy's awake. What are you doing? And then I figured out it's your birthday.
Oh, it is. It is indeed. And I appreciate you making time. I appreciate you holding your head up. Let the folks know what your last week has been like, man.
Oh, man, this one's been a tough one. As I'm sure a lot of people probably just assume, I've had quite a few surgeries, and, it comes with the job, it comes with the territory, and that's just part of it. But this last one, it's been about 10 years in the making. I had an initial neck injury in 2016, and it's just been continually getting worse over time. And the doctors wanted to fix it about 5 years ago. And the caveat there was that if they fixed my neck, it was probably going to retire me from competing in the UFC anymore. And so we just did the things we could do to stave that off as long as possible. And now that I'm retired, we went ahead and did it. And I'm gonna be honest with you, DP, if they'd have told me what it was going to be like, you know, going into a 3-level spinal fusion, I might have pushed it off even longer, if I'm being honest. It's been a rough week, but I think we're coming through the other side now.
You have this, I'm a member of this club where my pain threshold is off the charts. And so I would imagine that as a UFC fighter, as a mixed martial artist, that your pain threshold is a different level. So you're telling me that with all of that strength and pain management that you're capable of, that this is really as painful a thing as you've experienced.
Yeah, it's different, man. It's, you know, all the other surgeries are, whether it's a hand, an arm, a leg, an ankle, whatever it may be, it's just a limb typically. So it's different when it's your spine because it affects every single one of your movements. And you know, you texted me this morning and said, how are you doing? And I said, well, some things are better and some are worse. So, you know, the initial, you know, surgical part of the surgery in my neck is starting to feel better. But now everything else that's around it is sore because I've been stuck in a singular position. I can only sleep certain ways. Can only move certain ways. There's some things I can't do. So like my ribs hurt and my lower back hurts, but I had surgery on my neck, and like it's just moving and going all over the place. But the initial pain that I felt when I woke up after surgery was something I've never felt before.
Yeah, the spinal fusion with me was one. There were several things in it that, I mean, again, you know, I told the story that I was punctured when they were putting the catheter in, but my big fear was giving somebody access to my spine. Right, you go through that your spinal cord is your everything, and giving somebody access, a human access to it. But then it was, well, you're not going to be able to bend or twist for 6 months, and we're going to put you in this brace that's going to really hold you. So you got to figure out how to do everything. Your wife has been a god. Becky was a godsend, right? That she slept in ICU. When I was in ICU, she slept on this little chair. And you were telling me the story of what an angel your wife has been, because it's absolutely necessary. Let's give her some flowers, bro.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what I would do, you know, without her. It's, you know, and I don't know how much the listeners really care, but there's a lot of things that you guys, that everyone, myself included, takes for granted, that you just do it every single day and you don't really think about it. You just continue about your day. And a lot of those things are things I can't do. Down to the just getting up out of my chair by myself, down to pulling my own pants back up correctly after I use the bathroom every single time. It's something I can't completely do 100% of the time right now. So it's the small things, the really humbling things that you kind of have to just let go and just lean into the person that you're closest to and allow yourself to just be vulnerable with them. But the first night I wasn't able to sleep in the bed. And just the way that our house was set up, for whatever reason, I just figured it out, I guess, after the surgery. It's the first house I've ever had that I didn't have a recliner in. But, so I wasn't able to sleep at all the entire first night. She goes out first thing in the morning, heads to Nebraska Furniture Mart, gets me a recliner. And she's been posted up on the couch next to my recliner every night since, timing my meds, making sure that if I move too much, that she's trying to get me comfortable, bringing everything I eat and drink to me. I mean, it's a humbling experience, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's, you know, I went through, and I always had the utmost respect for Becky before that. But when you're that vulnerable and you like to think of yourself as capable, physically capable, when you're a physical personality, and you lose that, or you have to concede that, well, quite frankly, I'm not at my A game. But for a UFC fighter, I would imagine that there's some different conversations that go on in trying to get through. You shared a picture of her sleeping on the couch, which, and then, you know, her with a big smile on her face. I think this is what it's about, that when you find a partner who's willing to go through this, you at your worst, at your lowest, that they raise you up and elevate you. It's got to be confirming, man. It's got to be enabling to know that somebody really has your back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Yeah, you know, I was telling you about it, and I'm not too embarrassed to share it with everyone else. I had probably the biggest ego check I've ever had in my entire life last night. My wife was going to pick up one of our daughters, and, you know, the other little kids were here upstairs playing a video game, and I decide that I'm at a spot now, after a few days, I could take a shower by myself. Turns out, it wasn't the case. So I take the shower, everything's fine. I think if I just lean on this thing, I could start to dress myself. Well, that thing falls, and I end up tumbling and falling down in my closet with my underwear half on, DP, or halfway on. So now I'm stomping on, I'm like kind of hitting the walls and stomping because I need somebody to come help me. Well, nobody hears me, so my wife isn't quite back yet. And then my wife comes in, sees me on the floor. Well, I'm 240 pounds. She's not a large lady. She's really tall, but she's not a large lady. So I had to just check my ego and say, I have to let them help me. So there I am with my underwear half on, whole butt hanging out, with my oldest daughter and my wife picking me up off the floor. And I think for a second, I wanted to cry for a second and say, what happened to you? How did we end up here? But once I checked my ego and said, this is just part of where I am right now. This is not where I'm going to end up, but this is where I am right now. And these people love me, and I just need to let them help me off the floor and just not hurt myself any further. And I just had to come to this moment where I just have to be okay with it. And they love me, and they're here for me. And I can't sit here and feel sorry for myself. I just have to, we got to move on so that we can move on.
It is really, when you, the word is humble. Like, it is humbling, because I literally couldn't do anything without Becky's help. And again, yeah, I'm a big dude. Becky's a tiny woman, and she's trying to maneuver everything around, and then to not be disrespectful. Like, okay. So in that, there's great appreciation, but I did want for folks to know how you're doing. And I wanted you to be able to tell the story, because I know you're lingering, man. You're hanging out there, and you have, I know how your brain works. You've got stuff on your mind, so you need to engage people as you
DP,
recover.
I'm telling you, if I watch any more court TV, I'm going to go crazy. I'm so ready to just get moving again. And you know, I think you did a good job of kind of chewing me out a little bit last night. And you got to sit down. You got to chill out. And I just have to continue to just let myself heal so that when we do hit the ground, we can do it running again. But I'm going insane over here, DP. I'm losing my mind.
Well, here's the thing. I kept saying that you and I have been working on projects, plural, privately for a bit, and this is an opportunity. Like, this week, I'm going to bug you all this week while you sit there, because I know where you're at. You're not traveling to Abu Dhabi. You're not going to London. So from your couch, we're going to have you call each day this week in this time frame for the next 2 weeks just to keep it going. And Anthony, tell the folks, kind of share what you and I have been talking about and what we're working on.
You know, so for a long time, DP and I have just been trying to nail down whether it's segments or shows or just time that we can, I don't know, that we can continue. Oh, there we go. The dogs are barking now.
There we go.
Just trying to nail down some time where we can just figure this thing out. Where there's too much love, and there's too much opportunity, and there's too much, I don't know, just too many opportunities for us to just continue to talk about sports, to build up Nebraska, to build up MMA as a sport, and continue to highlight the university and all the athletes there. And just as I was fighting and I had all these, you know, I'm all over the world and the ESPN stuff, we just, both of us didn't do a good enough job of just nailing each other down and getting it done. But now with retirement already behind me and a little more time on my table and the opportunities, I'm home a lot more now. So we're going to continue to walk down that road, and we're going to figure it out. And I think we're going to bring some quality content to all the listeners.
Yeah. The MMA, the community, the Nebraska and residing areas, the areas around Nebraska, there's some talent in play, and there's some conversations to have. Your insight to UFC and the MMA world, plus your Husker fandom and your sports knowledge in general, we do want to share it with you. Listen, let her take care of you. Let them take care of you. Don't watch too much court TV. Change the channel. Change the channel and do that. But truly, again, I will take every opportunity to say this to you, that in that space that you were in at the highest level possible, you were always constantly warm, welcoming, and inviting. I appreciate your friendship and your brotherhood, because when I was in those spaces, you absolutely made me feel at home. You always made me feel like I belong, and it is appreciated, sir. You are appreciated.
Well, and I appreciate you, man, and I can't wait to figure out what we're going to talk about tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Anthony Lionheart-Smith, hey, man, go rest up, heal up. Let's give you a painless Monday for the rest of the day. Everybody send your prayers to Anthony Lionheart-Smith. There we go. We'll go to break. We'll come back more one-on-one here on The Ticket.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.